Where my fear of germs came from watching my parents play Dr. Mario. It's Nerd Rage, the Great Debates. Coming at you live from our respective homes, you're listening to Nerd Rage, the Great Debates, the podcast where it's always fatalities over friendships. I'm your host and moderator, Mark Abrigo, and today we are doing part two of our tournament of classic horror video games. If you listened last week, you know that we had eight different gamers on talking about their favorite horror games, or more accurately, we have seven people on talking about their favorite horror games and Hayden Greifneal talking about Overwatch. But we've got the four winners of those particular debates here as we're going to get into a Rage Cage format for you. Now, if this is your first show and you end up liking what you hear, head over to nerdragepodcast.com for more episodes. And if you really like what you hear, consider joining our Patreon at our website, komed.io. Now, because this is going to be a Rage Cage format, we're going to do that thing where we kind of give Will a day off from having to judge. So we are continuing the judging process or special guest judge process as we've got Wonder Dave back to go ahead and judge this. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, had a nice week since the last week. I've stayed inside mostly. Thank you.
Good, as you should. Now, Dave, I don't know if I got to ask you last week, but if you were going to bring a video game into the fold, your favorite horror video game, what game would we be looking at?
Oh, that's a really good question, Mark. I think I'd probably do the video game adaptation of Stephen King's The Shining. It's like you're trapped in a maze and there's evil spirits chasing you. And then like someone who works in food service helps you out every now and then by giving you food.
I can't
remember.
I think I'm picking up what you're laying down. Is that the one where they couldn't get the likeness for Jack Nicholson's voice? So they just did a waka 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 for his voice. That's it. What was that called?
Yeah.
And it's a shame they couldn't get Shelley Duvall in there for the cutscenes, but it was pretty good. I think I know what you're getting at here, though. To be serious, though, I mean, have you played a lot of horror games enough to bring something here to the table?
I, as you will notice, if you're a fan of this podcast, am not on many of the video game episodes. I do like Resident Evil quite a bit. I think that's fun. That's probably the horror game I have played the most. And I booted it out of the tournament in the first episode. So look at me. There I go. Yeah.
Well, Ivy Vasquez, I'm sure, is probably playing Resident. Actually, no, she said she was playing The Evil Within right now because she's like, all right, from one game to another. So she's playing that. But I tell you what, we are going to go ahead and get into the debate. Again, we've got the four winners of last week, and we're going to introduce those four after the break.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Annie. Have you ever endured a palaver?
Is it good to be the dog's dinner?
Who is this Bob, and why is he your uncle?
For the answers to all these questions, you'll have to listen to our podcast, Boo to a Goose, breaking down British and American expressions and idioms.
We use them, define them, and explain their history, all in a short, digestible format.
So go ahead and check out Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheerio!
That means goodbye.
Hey everybody, my name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like what kind of ridic are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay, all from our very real hot tub.
Oh yeah, very real, not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
And we are back here on Nerd Rage, the Great Debates, talking our favorite horror video games. Again, we've got the four winners of last week's tournament to show up for this week with this very special Rage Cage format. And of course, the Rage Cage is where we take four debaters and basically put them in this giant fight pit. And they go at it with each other here. A little difference in the timing here. We are going to be doing one round of making their case, which will be 90 seconds long. And then the rebuttal round, which will take place right after, will be 1 minute long as well. Wait, no. 90 seconds for the first one, 1 minute long for the rebuttal. That's what we're doing. Okay, so just in case you're wondering, like, oh, you know, what's up with the timing? I think it's just Mark's really tired. But that's what's going to happen here. We're going to have our first debater here, co-creator of Super Trash Brothers, and my brother in sketch comedy arms. Everybody give it up for Tiramari Jyothi. Tiramari, how you doing?
Hey, Mark. I was waiting for the applause just like naturally, and then I forgot we were in quarantine.
I mean, we could probably put that in post. Will, can we put that in post or no? But just for Tiramari.
Just for me, please. Oh, he's shaking his head. No.
Nope. Okay. Sorry, Tiramari. Well, Tiramari, why don't you go ahead and let the audience know what you are representing for folks that didn't listen last week.
Mark, I'm almost too afraid to say this, but I'm repping Silent Hill.
Now, why are you afraid to mention it?
This is a scary game.
It is. Now, did you go first just Silent Hill, the franchise, or was there one particular one that got
Honestly,
you?
Honestly, I think the franchise as a whole is very strong. And I didn't mention this in the last episode, but I'm actually a huge horror fan. I love horror movies. I love horror comic books. And I definitely love horror video games. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna bring some of that energy to this.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much. Again, Tiramari Jyothi talking Silent Hill. Up next, you've seen our next debater at Hood Slam, based out of Oakland, California. They're our current reigning Nerd Rage champion as of our last Tournament of Champions. And they've got the belt to show for it. Everybody, give it up for Dark Sheik.
Thank you. Thank you. Please.
And the background's back.
Good to be back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. We've got the background back, which means, of course, that you are repping what game, sir?
Katamari.
Katamari, of course. Okay, now Katamari being, you put a spin on it that was very interesting because it wasn't, I guess I wouldn't call it a traditional horror game, but can you go ahead and just give us a quick little synopsis of what you said last week?
Yeah, I can do my debate before I do my debate.
I mean, if I'm going to make fun of Hayden for bringing up Overwatch, I'm sure there are people out there who are like, you know, Katamari, what's it doing there? But maybe you're right.
There's so many things to be terrified about it. For one, just all the scary things in balls, whatever you're afraid of, spiders, heights. We've got a ball of heights. Have you ever? You can in Katamari. It's terrifying.
Absolutely. And again, I think we mentioned last week the brightness and the color. And for folks who may not be into that stuff, this game can be pretty nuts. So
it's very bright and sunny, and it's just a sign that shows you like the greatest tragedies can happen in broad daylight. You can strike at any time. See, the horrors.
Okay, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Thank you very much, Sheik. All right, so we're not going to make you do your debate before you do your debate, but that's a pretty good indication of what we're talking about here. Up next, and I'm going to repeat my my intro from last week. He's my best friend in all of Nerd Rage, the coolest guy I know. It's Jordan Ramft. Hey, Jordan.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Right on. Well, a week has passed since the last time we recorded, and so my life
absolutely
is, and the fires are done, and everything's great.
And speaking of everything,
continuity.
I was going to say thank you for that. What are we doing in terms of the game today? What are we championing for those that don't remember?
We will be championing what I consider to be like the best piece of derivative video games ever, which is Dead Space, because it steals from just literally every other game being mentioned, it steals from and does it better.
Now, you mentioned last week that was a game you could only play in like 10-minute spurts.
To be fair, that's every horror game that I've ever played in my life, but this one is what started it off. Yeah.
And so, hopefully, you know, wait, first off, did you finish the game?
No. I watched the ending on YouTube, and that was good enough for me.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Jordan, for joining us here. Last but not least, you know what? I used that intro last time. I'm going to speak from the heart here. Our next debater is one of my favorite folks here. She brings an energy that is unlike anybody else's. And she honestly got one of my favorite voices in all of comedy. Give it up for Aviva Siegel. Hey, Aviva.
Hey, guys.
Aviva, you are back. And what game are we bringing here?
I'm bringing The Forest.
That's right. And you went up against Hayden last week, who I mentioned in the intro, did Overwatch. How was that?
It was interesting. I haven't played Overwatch, so I'm no expert. Hayden definitely threw me some curveballs there, but it was a rousing debate. I miss Hayden, and I think it was a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, you've got your hands full with three other really good debaters here, and we are going to get into said debate right after the break.
Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
And we are back here on Nerd Rage The Great Debates as we are talking our favorite classic horror video games. And we are going to start off with Tirumari Jothi talking about Silent Hill. But before we get into that, let's talk sound effects, because you're going to be hearing them. When a debater starts, you will hear this. With 10 seconds left, you'll hear this. And when they're done, you'll hear this. All right, so Tirumari, we've got 90 seconds for this initial round, and we're going to hear from you talking Silent Hill in 3, 2, and 1.
Well, Mark, I made a lot of arguments for Silent Hill last episode that I think really stand for themselves. So really, my point today is that my game is the better horror game compared to the other three because it is the only true horrifying game. Every other game in this lineup is stressful and depressing, but not scary. And I'm going to go through why, because as an expert on anxiety and being scared of things, I think I'm going to, put my foot down here. Dead Space, you know how to do things, right? You know how to fix shit. You know what you have to do. You're dealing with aliens, but they're basically violent wild animals. You know what you have to do. And working for a faceless corporation for a minimum wage is not scary. America's been doing that. We're used to it. I'm numb to it. It's all good. Katamari rhymes with the word tiramari, and I'm the least scary thing in this debate. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that. I already counted out. Also, it's not scary to try to gain your father's respect. I'm Indian, so that's just every day for me. You also know how to do things in that. Like, you know how to create stars. You need 20 rubber erasers and 5 cats for some reason. I don't know. That's just science. Let's not argue with it. And also, your dad is the king of the universe. Like, are you telling me that this galactic 1% is scared of anything? They probably have all the privilege in the galaxy. The forest, you might not know how to survive, but you need to know. You know what you need to do. You need to survive, right? And it's also described as a first-person survival simulator, and I've never been scared of a game with the word simulator in the description. Other famous games include Train Simulator, Flight Simulator, and Cat Simulator. So I'm not really worried about a simulator in a wood setting. Silent Hill is the scariest thing because you just don't know.
All right. Thank you very much, Tirumari. We're going to move over to Sheik talking Katamari, not to be confused with Tirumari. But we're talking Katamari. We're going to put 90 seconds on the clock, and we're going to hear from you, Sheik, in 3, 2, and 1.
I've already discussed how in the last round, the one I won so clearly, how crushing can be in Katamari and how scary it really is, how it happens in broad daylight and how you're forced to render people, animals, things, all of it into stars. It's really a tragic tale. But I'd also like to borrow your approach and just insult all the other franchises. And I guess I'll start with Dead Space because I will probably just not go to space. That seems to be the best solution. Even if I was there, I would just be locked up somewhere looking on my phone like I am now. So I don't know. I feel cool with that at the moment. As far as the forest, to me, this is a peaceful place. This is where Wolverine goes to sit cross-legged. Like, he pops his claws, the butterfly lands on it. You know, he meditates, and this is a deer sniffs. It's just not too scary to me. That's where I go. And then Silent Hill, I wanted to mention last because I thought it would hurt the most. And it's really, you can just Google Maps around it. You can just detour, you know, evil curse thwarted. But perhaps you can't do that. And maybe there's a reason for that. It's because all of the protagonists in this game all did something awful. They all belong there. Justice happening is not scary. People getting their comeuppance for the evil they did, that's just, you know, that's karma. So Silent Hill is only scary if you're a bad person. If you are, you don't deserve to win this.
Yeah, I would agree. Tiamari is a bad person. Like, he's a good person, but he's a bad person.
Yeah,
he's likable.
Likable, but he's a likable bad person.
Yeah.
You're not the villain. You're not the villain. You're just the bad person.
Yeah, that's enough.
All right. Up next, it's going to be my best friend in all of Nerd Rage and the coolest guy I know. It's Jordan Ramp. Jordan, you're going to be talking Dead Space. We're going to give you 90 seconds on the clock here to make your case in 3, 2, and 1.
Dead Space is the scariest game out of all of these, just based off of how heavily it leans into the pure intoxicating factor of the jump scare, right? And we've spent the past 10 years dunking on the jump scare, running away from the jump scare. But as we know, trends are cyclical, and I think we're coming back towards it. And what's more scary than just like goopy, scary alien boys where you have to chop off their like limbs and stuff and they jump out and scare you? Now, they could be living in the walls. They could be under the floor planning. Also, big claustrophobia factor there. I don't like tight spaces. I don't like exposed wiring, and I don't like outer space. I'm going to take a serious hardline stance here and say that space is stupid and I don't like it, and it scares me for a multitude of reasons. One, lack of oxygen, can't breathe. Two, really, I don't have anything else. It's really the lack of oxygen thing. Now that I've gotten through my main points, I'm going to turn over to just dunking on my opponents. First off, Tiramari is obviously choosing Silent Hill in order to push his agenda of a thinly veiled latex nurse fetish. And I'm not here to yuck anyone's yums, but it's a little fucked up that you're just going to put that on us. Well, we're just trying to have a clean, fun Christian debate, Tiramari. Silent Hill is dumb. Oh, I've been transported to an extra dimensional representation of my repressed shame and sexual rage. I do that every 2 weeks in therapy and I'm fine, all right? Additionally, the forest isn't that scary. If the biggest predator of a forest is a gender reveal party, I'm not going to be that afraid of it, how bad that they can be. And Katamari Damacy is just a Jeff Bezos sim. You know what I mean? You just run around sucking up every known resource in order to go to outer space. I see that happening already. And I'm not scared of it. I'm just very sad. And space is scary. Thank you very much. I yield my time.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Dave, I know I can't really influence your thinking, but can we at least add like plus 10 imaginary points to Jordan for bringing up Tiramari's weird nurse latex fetish? Actually, not weird. That's not weird at all. What am I talking about?
Don't kink shame. Just there's.
I'm not. I'm not. There's
nothing scarier than a fear boner.
Oh boy. All right.
You know, Mark, that's better than whatever joke I was going to make. So let's keep going.
All right. Aviva, we're going to be talking the forest. You got 90 seconds on the clock to make your case. We're going to hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
The forest. The forest is all about personal responsibility. Once again, nothing more terrifying than have to completely rely on yourself. And in the forest, you have to murder cannibals and wear their skin as armor. So slowly you're just really realizing what kind of man you are. It's not great. Not fun at all. What kind of person are you? You murder a little girl at some point. I mean, she's like a mutant, but she's also a girl. It's not good for your psyche at all. Very terrifying. At the end of the game, you also appear on a talk show talking about your experience on the island with your son. Nothing more terrifying than exploiting you and your son for financial gain. Very scary stuff. There's also a sinkhole in the middle of the forest. There's nothing more terrifying than just a gaping hole. I'm sure listeners of the podcast could attest to that. Nothing more terrifying than that. And the cannibals also laugh at you in the forest. And is there anything more terrifying than being laughed at? Frankly, I'd prefer if the mutants laughed with me, if we shared a few of our favorite knock-knock jokes together, maybe. Am I supposed to talk about the other games right now?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. I yield my time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We got to yield here. Okay. I think we're going to hear it in just a sec. There it is. All right. Oh, well, we're going to get right into rebuttal rounds. So jumping on the idea of cannibals, speaking of cannibals, let's talk to Tiramari. I don't know, man. I couldn't think of a better transition. Tiramari, we are talking Silent Hill, and we're going to hear from you with 60 seconds on the clock to make your point in 3, 2, and 1.
You know, I mean, you're kind of right. I do like Silent Hill because I'm a bad person, or I'm scared that I'm a bad person. Silent Hill makes you question everything, especially when you play it high. I'll tell you what. When you are in a moment, you have no idea if it's reality or the real world, and then you realize the real world isn't the real world. It's actually the game world. And then you wonder about your world, and then you're like, am I in Silent Hill? And then you keep playing the game, usually. But what I'm saying is that Silent Hill is a consistent existential horror that makes you question everything about yourself and your own motivations, because the main character is always questioned in the same way, and you identify with your main character in a video game, and it's very stressful, but also scary, unlike these other games, which are just stressful. A lot of collecting, a lot of, like, scrambling for things, a lot of, like, running around mindlessly. In Silent Hill, you're just trying to survive, and you're trying to come to terms with yourself, because at the end of the day, we all die alone, and the only person you can trust is yourself.
Well, hot damn, Tiramari.
I don't know. I was trying to
know. I mean, the series is a bit of a bummer. There's a whole lot of like stuff in the subtext of that game. So I guess you're playing up the theme, I guess. Let's throw it over to Sheik, since we're in the middle of rebuttals here. Sheik, you're going to have 60 seconds to either I keep talking about your game or talk shit about the rest. Who knows? We'll see. 60 seconds on the clock, though, in 3, 2, and 1.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm just going to start talking and we'll see what happens. The game is just rolling stuff up. And it actually can be kind of scary when you see how much you have to do and how much time is left. You have to like collect to a certain size by the time the timer ends. And when you're like just about to make it and you don't, it's like, yeah, that's a different feeling, but it's real. And, you know, and it's just doing that over and over until you get it right. You just have to keep pushing it and, like, get better at it. And, you know, that's kind of just life, too. It's the myth of Sisyphus. It's really a fear that so many of us carry deep within us, that we're just pushing this boulder around over and over, and it never ends. And while it's an existential threat, this one, like, if you fail, the stars go out. So there's a lot on the line. Pressure is scary. You mentioned that they're the son of royalty and they're in this privileged family. It's true, but it's all on their shoulders, and they're tiny. Have you seen them? They're so tiny. It's all on their shoulders, those tiny shoulders. Scary, but inspiring, honestly. I think I kind of like it, got myself excited. So just wrap it up there.
Awesome. Thanks, Geek. Well, truth be told, I mean, when it comes to stage, you know, performers, yeah, we know what it's like to have tiny shoulders and have a lot of pressure on us. Let's throw it over to my best friend in Nerd Rage and the coolest guy I know, Jordan Ramp. Jordan, we are going to give you 60 seconds here to make your rebuttal against everything you heard. We're going to hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
All right, let me just start by saying I love all my opponents and respect them as people and as professionals in their field. They can all eat shit. Here's why they are wrong. In terms of Silent Hill, I woke up yesterday and brushed ash off of my car that had fallen from the sky and went to work. So mythos dispelled. I'm still a wage slave, even living in Silent Hill. And Pyramid Head, dude, I've been to the Folsom Street Fair before. Pyramid Head probably shares an exposed brick loft and works in software development. You know what I mean? The Forest, I'm glad that kid went missing, okay? Over
Overpopulation is a serious issue. Good. Do your part. Make your kid go missing in the woods. Katamari Damacy, there's much easier ways to like disappoint your father. One, just go study liberal arts and then try to be a stand-up comedian. All of you guys can relate to that. Dead Space has everything to be scared of. Dead Space has everything to be scared of. Dead wives, religion, fixing machines in low lights, horrifying laser eye surgeries gone wrong, subway transit system malfunctions, science, and mostly importantly, having a consistent and steady paying job, which none of us can relate to. Thank you very much. I yield my time.
Ooh, look at that. Right under the wire there. Thank you very much, Jordan. And last but not least, let's throw it over to Aviva for this rebuttal. 60 seconds on the clock for her in 3, 2, and 1.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me. First of all, Katamari Damacy. It's like if Supermarket Sweep was a video game, and I've never been afraid of watching Supermarket Sweep, so I'm just going to put that one on the back burner right now. Silent Hill, I Googled it. The first review I saw, it said, is creepy and mostly incoherent. Just going to have to agree with that. In the first game, you're searching for your daughter. In the second, you're looking for your wife. What is this, Taken the video game? No. Dead Space, it's set in the future. I don't think games in the future are very scary. You know what's terrifying? The present. Living in the now. Just trying to live every goddamn day. Paying your bills. Trying to eat healthy. Trying to work out a little every day. You know, I don't need to go to space to realize that things are terrifying. Once again, the forest is scary. Got creepy drugs by kids and mutants with a bunch of arms. Got gazebos. And mutants with great tits, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Aviva. I caught a gazebo in there, and I don't know what it was in reference to. So I'm just going to imagine that there's some sort of haunted gazebo or mutant gazebo in one of these games. But thank you very much. That means with Aviva finishing off that rebuttal round, we're going to throw it over to Wonder Dave, who's going to let us know who wins this tournament of horror video games. Dave, take it away.
Oh, man. I feel like all of these debaters really put up some high quality points. I really enjoyed everything people had to say. However, I will go down the moment where I think people fell out of the running for me. Dark Sheik, I think you lost it when Aviva referred to your game as Supermarket Sweep. That resonated for me on a deep level. So I think Aviva fully knocked you out on that.
That show scares me, so that makes sense. it's fine.
I've got to find the cereal.
I stand by my
That is a really stressful show.
That's true.
Yeah. But fair point. Thank you.
Kiramari, you are just such an unlikable character that voting for you in anything is
very subjective.
A really hard thing. And I think the listeners of this podcast will agree that Kiramari Jothi is horrible. He should have probably had his spot taken by the much more likable debater, Stephen Koo. But, Jesus. You know, sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles. Aviva Siegel, always a fave on the podcast. I think you did a great job today. It's a bit of a toss-up for me between you and Jordan Rampt for this one. I don't know what I'm going to do. Actually, I do.
I
think this is the first time someone said my last name on this podcast.
I'm sorry. We can edit that out in post, right? Well, yeah. Jordan's heads, Aviva's tails. It's heads. Jordan's the winner.
Hey!
Everyone, I will show it to the Zoom. It was a heads. I'm sorry, Aviva, you lost on a coin toss, but I thought you and Jordan both did great. And Sheik and Tiramari, you're also... Sheik, you're great, too. Thank you.
All right.
I think this is like the third tournament I've won based off of pure chance and having nothing to do with being actually good at this.
Hey, you made top two. You were.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're right. Get under to the point where pure chance matters.
That's cognitive behavioral therapy. I am worth it.
All right. Well, Jordan, how does it feel? Aside from the fact that you clearly don't think you should have won by chance, but how do you feel?
I think nothing compares to the high of winning a tournament, championing Amanda Bynes, but this kid definitely is like a close second.
Oh, I forgot he did that. Aviva's the champion.
No, it's too late. You can't take it back. It's on the record. But I'd be happy to hold the number one spot with Aviva. Dark Sheet can be in third place. Steven can be in fourth place. Tiramari can be in fifth.
Okay. Well,
I'm four.
Yeah, we skipped some numbers. Whatever. Thankfully, though, Jordan, you won this one. Let's go into some plugs real quick. Tiramari, what do you want to plug?
Hey, Mark. I'm actually TAing for Killing My Lobster's writing classes. So if you're looking to take a sketch comedy writing class, take that. And also, by the time this comes out, the radio play that I wrote called 2001: A Space Burglary will have either it was about to be read live or has been read live. You can go to BayAreaRadioDrama.com if you want to listen to my Cyberpunk Ocean's 11 radio play.
Oh, thank nice. You. That sounds awesome, actually.
All right. It was a lot of fun, right?
Yeah. That? I want to hear that.
Sure.
I'd love that. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Sheik, what do we want to plug?
You know, not a lot with everything going on. Hood Slam is on hold, and as are anything else I would do for a living. So I would say just support this podcast and keep coming back.
Thank you very much, Sheik.
Podcast as it's happening right now. Even just watch this episode over and over. Don't do the others. Just this one on repeat. Thank you.
But then people are going to think we tuned in for Tiramari because he's on it, and I don't know if we want to purport that, but
I'm short and brown. I don't have that much pull.
Aviva, what do you want to plug?
I want to plug the show Talkies. It's every first and third Friday on Zoom. And you can find out more about that on my Twitter. Follow me at Livin' La Viva Loca, spelled just how you think it would be. And that's it for my plugs.
Awesome. And let's go to Jordan. Jordan, what do we want to plug?
Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm applying for grad school. That's just a bit about me. That's going to be very exciting. And then the thing I would like to plug the most is in the upcoming election, it's very easy to get distracted on the national level with all the shit that's going on. But I encourage everyone to pay attention to what local measures and politicians are running, because your vote will always be more significant on that level. If anyone is listening in Sonoma County, they put a measure on the ballot to do a 0.25-cent sales tax, which goes directly towards behavioral health care services, which we're going to need because mental health services are getting cut this year. So just pay attention to your local stuff. Change starts at home. Black Lives Matter. Love yourself. Wear a mask. Thank you.
Did you say don't wear a mask?
No, I said wear a mask.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
And, don't wear a mask. Die. Thank you.
Yeah. Yield my Wonder Dave, what do we want to plug before we get out of here? Our special guest judge.
Yeah, I'm at Team Wonder Dave on all my social media. I run Mental Health Comedy Hour with fellow Nerd Rage All-Star Christy Ono. Check all those things out. And then I have a Patreon in addition to this show having a Patreon.
Nice.
Support the Comedio Patreon and my Patreon. You get a copy of the book I wrote. Ooh. Any level, because I wrote a book once. It's a book of poems. Thank you, everyone. Yay me.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Speaking of social media, at NerdRageTGD on all the social media for this podcast here. Rate, review, subscribe, share it with your friends. Let people know that we're still doing this and that, you know, shit, we're in season four. This is pretty nuts. Head over to NerdRagePodcast.com for more episodes like this. And if you really like what you hear and you also feel like being charitable with not just Wonder Dave's, with his Patreon, but ours, head over to KOMED.io. So that's going to be it for this episode. We will see you next week on Nerd Rage, The Great Debates.
Woo!